Spoiler, it's not Rocky. Hey, everybody. Good morning. Welcome to Rocky's Downtown Hour. My name is Liz Campbell, very much not Rocky, but I'm here today having the privilege of filling in for Rocky while he is away enjoying some well-deserved family time. He had a busy week last week, and so he's taken a little bit of rest and relaxation. So hope you're having fun out there, Rocky. But I am so excited to spend the next hour with everyone because we're talking about one of my favorite events of the year, which is TEDx Fargo, which takes place next week. So throughout the show today, you're going to hear from people who help bring TEDx Fargo to life. You'll hear from one of this year's speakers and someone helping tell the story of Fargo as a destination for visitors from around the region. So one of my favorite parts of my job is that I get a front row seat to watch incredible things happen in Fargo every single day. Sometimes I think we get so busy living here that we forget how unique our community really is. And this is a place where people don't just have ideas, they actually do something about them. Someone has an idea for a business, they open it. They want to create an event, they make it happen. Someone sees a problem, they get the people together and start solving whatever that may be. And that's the spirit of why I love living here, working here. And I truly believe is why TEDx Fargo has become what it is today. But downtown Fargo particular has always been one of my personal favorites because that's where everything collides. Not only do I get to spend my days there, get to hang out with Rocky in the Black Building, but you also can grab coffee, run into someone that you haven't seen in years. You discover a new local business. You hear live music on a patio. You walk past public art, which we're going to talk about a little bit more with one of our guests today. You attend an event and leave having met someone new. And really, these little moments create something so much bigger than just one moment or event or gathering. It really creates that community. Last week was a huge example of that. So the Downtown Community Partnership, they had the Downtown Street Fair, and it was its 50th anniversary. So let's give it up for the Downtown Street Fair. Thursday was a little bit quieter with the heat and the smoke, but Friday and Saturday were packed with people downtown that were going through everything that was out there, all of Broadway, all of 2nd, all of 3rd, 4th, everything was Downtown Street Fair. And so I just want to give a shout out to the Downtown Community Partnership, City of Fargo, the vendors, the volunteers, the sponsors, the downtown businesses, and everybody that helped make it an incredible success. It doesn't just happen by accident, right? There's hundreds of people who work together to create the walking down the street and marking off all of the vendor spots, to keeping us safe, to providing the water for the music, everything that goes into it. So incredible event last week. Can't wait to see what the next 50 years of Downtown Street Fair will bring. And if you're wondering what's next for Downtown Community Partnership, they do have the Downtown Fargo Lemonade Crawl on August 15th. And so this is one of those very wonderfully Fargo ideas and events. You get to go downtown, you explore businesses, you meet new people, discover a new spot along the way. Tickets are still available. Get them now. I don't think that tickets will be available for long because it did sell out last year pretty quick. But downtownfargo.com for tickets if you want to go drink some lemonade and walk around downtown Fargo. And next week, and the big reason why I am here, is that it is TEDx Fargo week. This year's theme is charge. I was on the show probably a couple months ago talking about what that means and why that matters in our community. But it can mean something different for everybody. Maybe you're charging your curiosity, you're charging your career, your relationship, your community, or taking and having the courage to actually do something that you've really been thinking about. And so that's what I hope folks experience next week. It's not just two great days of speakers, which we'll hear a little bit more about, but there really is a full week of experiences. And so we have, I think, a total of almost 60 experiences and events that are happening next week. A lot of them are public ones that we want folks to be able to come to. And so I want to share kind of some highlights on some of what those are that we would invite you to join us in for. So on Wednesday, we have world record breaking tic-tac-toe. So it's a game everybody knows. If you don't know, we'll teach you. And we want you to come out to Broadway Square. We want to get, I don't know, 1,000 people there. Let's play tic-tac-toe. It takes 30 seconds. And we're going to try to break a world record. The world record, I think, is somewhere around 300 people playing tic-tac-toe. we can beat that. And then we're going to lead right into a tournament for Tic-Stac-Toe. And so if you haven't heard of or played Tic-Stac-Toe yet, check it out. It is a 3D version of Tic-Tac-Toe. And so we will have the games there. We're going to do a tournament. The winner of the tournament gets a 3D printer from Lulzbot. We also have gift cards for kids to Silver Linings Creamery. So just a ton of really great ways to celebrate and come together over a little bit of competition, but something that's accessible really for everybody. It's going to then, because we just keep stacking events on, we're going to lead into a concert. So we have Green Light Night band will be performing, and then we will have David Snyder, who is one of our TEDx Fargo performers. He is going to do a one-man show. He's going to have some pianos. He's going to have energy. And so totally family-friendly event. We want to invite everybody out there to join us for that one. Again, that is on Wednesday. It will kick off at 6 p.m. is when we're going to break the world record. So please come be part of that. If you were here last year, we attempted to break the world record for s'mores eating. And so we're going to continue that this year with some tic-tac-toe. Each morning of TEDx Fargo, so TEDx Fargo will go from 10 to 4 p.m., but each morning we're going to have what we're calling morning adventures. So a downtown mural walk, where it's going to be a guided walk to check out some of the really incredible public art that we have downtown. There's a silent reading party over at the Moorhead Library. And I'm sure you're wondering, do I have to be going to TEDx Fargo to attend these events? No, you can just come hang out, read together in the library from 8 to 9 Wednesday and Thursday morning next week. We're going to have a bike ride along the All-American Trail North. So come check that out. Again, all of these events you can check out on TEDxFargo.com. Come and see them. We want you to come and be a part of the events, because it's not just, like I said, it's not just about what happens on the stage. It's about what is it that's going on that whole week that can really link up the community. And so we're hoping that everybody comes and joins us. We're hoping that we can bring that energy to downtown Fargo and really start to explore what's going on. We have speakers starting to arrive this weekend, tomorrow. One of them is Robert Vargas, who is an incredible muralist. He just came back from a tour literally around the world, painting murals in Italy, in Japan, in Paris. And so he's come to do a mural here in Fargo, which is wild. And so he is going to do his mural here in Fargo, start painting it. He's going to have his mural kickoff dedication on Wednesday morning. And then he's going to give his talk. He's going to give his talk on the TEDx Fargo stage, talking about the impact and reality of why public art matters in our communities. Today we have some amazing guests who are going to be joining us. We have Sydney, who is with the TEDx Fargo team. She's going to share a little bit with us about kind of why TEDx Fargo matters, what it looks like, what kind of goes in behind the scenes. It's an event that we've been doing since 2012. And so when we can have something have that longevity within the community, it allows us to really get creative with what we do. And so over the years, we've been able to expand some really cool traditions that get picked up by other TEDx organizers around the world. So Sid will be here. And then we're going to have one of our TEDx Fargo speakers, Jen. She's going to come on and share a little bit about what she's going to be talking about, a little bit about the work that she does every day. And then we're going to wrap it up with Danny, who is from the Fargo-Moorhead Convention Visitors Bureau, to talk about why do things like this matter. That's where we're going to dig into a little bit more about public art. So we have an incredible lineup. So excited to have folks here, and stick around to hear from Sydney. Man, I love Rocky's music. Like, it's like a good walk-up song. So welcome back, everybody. When I think about TEDx Fargo, or when a lot of people think about it, right, you usually picture the speaker standing on the stage. What you often don't think about is what goes into the months of planning, the incredible team behind the scenes making every detail come together. And joining me now is the one and only Sydney, who has played a huge role in bringing TEDx Fargo to life. Hello, Sydney. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. I'm so excited to be here. So thank you for having me.
Amazing. Tell listeners a little bit about yourself, what your role is with TEDx Fargo. Who are you?
Yeah. So I have been on the TEDx Fargo Emerging Prairie team for a little over 5 years. So I think consecutively for summers, this is my sixth TEDx Fargo, and I'm so pumped. I think I get more excited every single year. My main role for TEDx Fargo is helping with speaker support and just logistics and making sure that they feel ready to give their talk.
It is a beast of a time. I mean, we're up to 45 speakers this year.
Mm-hmm.
So when we think about that, walk us through what happens when someone gets the note of like, hey, we want you to be a TEDx Fargo speaker. Tell us a little bit like that, the coaching, kind of that whole process. What's going on?
Yeah, so it starts almost right after TEDx Fargo. We continue to solidify speakers up to almost a year in advance. And so when they get that initial yes, Liz and myself, we connect with the speaker. We say, why did you say yes? What is your idea worth spreading, right? That's TED's tagline, what's your idea worth spreading? And so just having a conversation with the speaker and just hearing what they're interested in. And then from there, it evolves, right? They start to develop their talk. And along the way, we provide that support. If they're like, am I on the right track? Does this make any sense?
We've had to talk speakers off the ledge.
Yes.
Like, you can do this. We got you.
We're your biggest hype squad, truly. Like, that's what it is the TEDx Fargo team is their biggest hype squad. And they will help with anything from hearing their talk beforehand, if they need help with slides, up until the day before, right? We're doing rehearsals, so they feel comfortable. And then until the minute they walk on stage, right? We have a hype team backstage with them, getting them ready. And then just seeing the difference between their nervousness right before they walk on stage and then their like proud moment of, I did it afterwards. So we are truly with them from beginning to end.
It is such a journey. I'm excited to talk with Jen a little bit in the next segment about kind of her journey through that as well. I love the little like Easter eggs, golden nuggets that we do. And some of them we're not going to tell you because we want you to experience them. But what is something that people would never guess happens behind the scenes?
There's so much. I will try and not give anything away because we want you all to see it live and in person at TEDx Fargo. One thing that I think is really special and maybe people don't really realize is every single TEDx Fargo speaker or performer will have somebody introduce them. That is something that is unique to TEDx Fargo. And so in the months prior, right, we make the connection. We usually, sometimes it's a past speaker, sometimes it's a personal friend or family member of them, but there's a correlation between the intro speaker and the speaker. And I think the time that goes into that, and you don't see that intro speaker for very long on stage, but the message that they pass on and continue to, that's another support person for that speaker, mm-hmm. right? So I think that's something that's really unique.
It is. And we've had a lot of other TEDx organizers. There's what, 3,500 TEDx events that happen every year.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of organizers that reach out to us. There's one that's coming this year. His name is Craig. He's from TEDx Oshkosh. So that'll be fun to have just some TEDx organizers there, but that's what they learn, right? We all learn from each other to do this.
Yes.
And the intro speakers, I agree, is a very, very powerful piece because we have an alumni base of 300 mm-hmm. speakers.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we can have those connections, it just allows that, it's like an alumni network at a university, right?
It is.
It just continues to grow and foster mm-hmm. those connections. Okay. What are you most excited about for this year? Like, what is the thing that you're like, oh God, this is going to be good?
Again, there's so much. It's so hard to pick.
We're like in the thick of it, folks.
Truly. I am super excited for all of the auxiliary events. We have over 50 events happening outside of TEDx, like the main stage TEDx Fargo event. We have David Snyder, who's giving his performance at Broadway Square on Wednesday night. We have the Night Bazaar happening on Thursday. There's morning meetups. Truly, you can like learn about storm chasing, or you can go read a book in silence with like other friends, right? Like there's truly something for everybody. And I am so excited to just be able to experience that and see the speakers and attendees kind of outside of the show, basically.
Yeah, absolutely. With all of those events, right, it's not just Sid and I. Like, we are not the only ones. There is a team, there are volunteers, there is an advisory board, there are people, there are believers, there's our alumni network. Tell us a little bit about how many volunteers help make it happen. What does our team look like? Give us a little bit of picture on like the squad behind it all.
Truly, truly. It is. It takes, they say it takes a village, and it truly does. I think there are probably no less than 80 people that over the course of the year through the entire planning process, there are people, right? The core team has, there is a lot of touch points, or you get a volunteer that is super passionate and they will be there Monday through Friday next week helping with everything. And so in the, in culmination of everybody, probably over 80 people, which is crazy, and it could not happen without them.
Absolutely. Volunteers from companies, our family members, shout out to the families. Yeah. And then we have our core team, Greg, shout out to Greg for the curation, right? It takes a ton of time to put together the speakers because we want to be intentional, right? It's the balance of what do we think that the community needs to hear about? What are some people doing some really cool things in the community? And we have speakers from across the United States. And so, yeah, so shout out to that whole team, our marketing team, for making it look darn good. We're close to selling out, folks. So if you're like, I want to be at this crazy place called TEDx Fargo, we are close to selling out. Like,
this is
I would predict by tomorrow we might be sold out.
Get your tickets.
So if someone has never attended, what would you tell them?
I would say count yourself in. It can be a very overwhelming experience, right? There's a lot of people in the room. There's a lot going on. Find the space to truly listen, right? I'm going to go back to the tagline, ideas we're spreading. What do you want to take away from it, right? I think you kind of get what you give in the best way. And so count yourself in for the speaker sessions. Go to an auxiliary event. I think that it's unique with all of our events that we do is you don't have to know anybody, right? We try and create those welcoming experiences so you can go alone or you can go with a group of friends, and either way, you're going to have a great time and you're going to take something away from it.
Yes. Oh, I love it. All right. My final question that I'm asking all of you. What do you, you kind of talked about this, but what is it that you hope people walk away with after TEDx Fargo?
A new idea, a new passion for something, maybe a new friend. Love making new friends. I know somebody, or I know everybody will take something away. And so I just hope that it is something that they value and then they can take into their personal lives for till the next year.
Right. Absolutely. I think one of the things that I love so much is that momentum that happens afterwards. Because there will be the buzz, right? There will be the things that are happening. Our team, that's when we get some of our craziest ideas, is like 2 days after TEDx, when we think to, that was what happened 2 years ago when we were like, what if we did this 2 days instead of 1 day? Because that was evolution for us.
And it worked.
And
we're
worked.
Doing it again.
And we're doing it right. Don't think 3 days, but 2 days seems really good.
It's really strong right now.
Yes. And so that momentum is just so fun, and feeling it in the community, walking around, being downtown, and just feeling that buzz. I mean, hotels are sold out downtown, which is huge. So I'm really, really excited for it.
It's
so
going to be so much fun.
Any final words? What is something that, like, tell us a little bit more about some of the other experiences or things that you're excited about? You mentioned morning adventures. We've got meetups. We've got self-defense class. If you want to do that from a fight choreographer, that's pretty sweet. And then we have some mural dedications. Any of those you want to expand on?
That's a great, all of them, literally.
Yeah.
I would say not necessarily the auxiliary event experiences, but just keep your eyes peeled. We have some fun new experiences that will be happening. That's all I will say. Yeah. And just pay attention to everything around you. Liz mentioned those Easter eggs. Our team DIY'd a ton of stuff this year. And so I think finally seeing that come to life is definitely one of the things I'm most excited for.
Yeah, it is the calm before the storm. No, I think the storm is
The storm is here, but we're charging forward.
We are. Look at that tie into the theme there. All right. So if folks want to come to TEDx Fargo, we want them to join us. TEDxFargo.com to get tickets. Again, we are very, very, very close to selling out. Marketing was running the numbers this morning, and we are excited for the community to count themselves in. Thank you so much, Sydney.
Thank you.
Thank you for all you do for TEDx Fargo. You are an incredible teammate. And so I'm excited for the community to see your impact. And so after this, we're going to hear from one of this year's speakers, the one and only Jen from Haven. All right. Hey, everybody. We are back. So every TEDx speaker brings an idea that they're passionate about sharing. And our guest next is one of this year's speakers and someone whose work is already making a difference in our community. Jen.
Hi.
Hey, how
Hi.
Are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Welcome to Rocky's show.
Well, thank you.
So we're going to jump right in. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us about Haven. What's going on? Fill us in.
Awesome. Yeah. My name is Jen Burgard. I'm from the Fargo area. And, you know, I started a nonprofit in 2017 and it's called Haven. And, you know, it really started because I experienced the death of my son, Henry, mm-hmm. shortly after birth. And it really changed the way I sort of looked at my life and the way I was living my life. And then also it forced me to think about my experience and how I could maybe make that better for other people. Unfortunately, I didn't go to school for, let's say, marketing or business management or accounting. I had an interior design degree. So this was a little out of my scope and my realm. So I really counted on a lot of people around me, which was great, which is sort of how I got connected with the Emerging Prairie team. And yeah. they really helped build the organization up to what it is today. And you know, to this date, we sent out healing gifts to families that experience pregnancy and infant loss. So 1 in 4 families will experience mm-hmm. pregnancy or infant loss. And that number is just staggering. It hasn't really changed since the 90s, which yeah. is crazy. So we do our best to make sure we're hitting all of those families and reaching those people with resources and support. And we've sent over 1,400 healing gifts to families wow. across our region at this yeah. point. So, and the number keeps growing each year, which you could say is you know really devastating. Mm-hmm. But we know the losses are happening. So the great thing is that we know that we're reaching more families each year. Yeah. So we'll continue to grow and build on that, hopefully.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Thank you for the work that you do in the community for those families that have experienced that are working through that. It is something that can feel so isolating, right? And yes. feel so, but to be able to have that support of like, hey, we see you. We yeah. know this. Let's give that support. You mentioned how it takes a village, to do everything, right? You come in, you're like, I don't have a degree in marketing. I don't have these things, but you have the people now yes. in your network to make those things happen. And you are part of that village for right. others in the community. Yeah. So, I know you also have a gala. We want to give a quick plug for our gala.
Sure.
We've got that coming up. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah.
And then we'll get into TEDx.
We do a Haven Gala every year. This year it is on August 13th at the Jasper Hotel. So much of what we do with these healing gifts and events for families and support that we offer is really created through funding that happens from just local support, mm-hmm. right? So that gala is a huge part of our fundraising efforts throughout the year. And, you know, we like to get businesses involved. We like to get families involved. It's a great cross section of not only businesses and friends and people who want to support, but also families will be there. They'll be hearing different stories of impact also and feeling seen. And mm-hmm. it's families that we've helped and along the way. And it's touching to see it all kind of come together. So still looking for sponsors. Sponsorships are available. Also still looking for some silent auction items. So if you want to get involved, maybe you can't show up, but you've got something that you think would do really well, absolutely get in touch.
Love it. All right. August 13th at the Jasper.
Yes.
Head to your website for more details
yes,
there.
More details there. Info at Haven Midwest also.
Love it. All right. So TEDx Fargo, it's next week.
Sure is.
She's so ready.
I'm sleeping
you guys.
Fine.
Yes. What is sleep? Yeah. Tell us, why did you say yes to doing a TEDx Fargo talk? You've been part of the community, like you shared.
Yeah.
You're from here.
Yeah.
But what made you say yes, and why do you think that this is your year?
Why do you say yes to anything? What was I thinking? No.
We love not having sleep.
Yeah, we love this. No, I said yes because, you know, I've watched so many TED performances at this point. I've gone to TEDx just about every year since it's been had. And, you know, every year I leave so inspired and I leave learning something new. And I think over the years, it's funny because I was asked to speak at this year's TEDx shortly after last year's TEDx. Mm-hmm. And what's funny is I was sitting on a break with my sister and we were chatting and I said, what do you think your TEDx speech would be if you had to give one? And she's like, I don't know. And I'm like, oh, I think I know what mine would be. And then it was from there that I was like, oh God, I think I finally have an idea that feels like it translates and I think could make a difference for people. Right. So I said yes, thinking I had a whole year to get this all figured out. So
really, your sister is the reason.
It's her fault.
Absolutely. Well, I'm so glad that you said yes. And I was talking with Sydney in the segment before this on how our team has so much energy right after TEDx. And so we love locking in speakers.
Yeah.
Really being like, hey, you want to do next year? And you're like, we just finished up this last one.
Perfect
like,
right, opportunity. Like, let's go. Yeah, you're right. Inspired.
Yes, you have the ideas.
Yeah.
So excited to have you on the stage. So without giving away your full talk, what is something that you hope that people are still thinking about on their drive home afterwards at dinner or things like that? What kind of nuggets do you hope that they... Mm.
I think from my talk, the nuggets that I hope that they can sit with are, how are they showing up for themselves? How are they showing up for other people, either within their small circle or outside of that small circle? And I want them to be thoughtful about that and be willing to consider making a small tweak or change in their lives that I think could impact and really change the community that we live in a big way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that those are some of the most powerful things that people can do, right? We often think, all right, if I want to see this change in the community, I need to completely overhaul every aspect. But it really comes back to, but what is that one moment for you with the talk? I was having a conversation with my sister at lunch or on a break.
Yeah.
And there was that one moment that you put into the universe that now you're giving a talk on the stage next week.
Now here we are.
So I think that that's so powerful of what those little changes or shifts.
Well, I think sometimes we as, you know, us regular folk, right? We're looking at the world and what's going on and good or bad, it's big or it's small. Whatever it is, we look at it and be like, I can't do anything. I can't do anything. I don't have $1 billion to put at this, right? Like, what can I do? Well, you can start small. Right. There's always something small you can do. And I think remembering that, I would love people to take that away.
I love it.
From that day. Yeah.
I love that. What has surprised you most about being a TEDx Fargo 2026 speaker?
What has surprised me most today? I will say how many times it's possible to revise a speech. It's someone said, you know, I remember when I wrote my first draft, I said, guess what? I got my first draft done. I'm so excited. And I like messaged a couple friends. I'm like, awesome. Yeah. It looks nothing like it did.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, how many times? 30, 40? We'll see. I mean, we're not done yet. I mean, it is, but I'm still
got a week.
Got a week, man. I'm recording. I'm listening to myself. And I'm like, what am I talking about? I sound like a fool. You know, fix that, you know? So it shocked me how much it could change.
Yeah.
I think, and how you have to just kind of edit things because you have a certain amount of time and without going too far in the woods, right?
Yes.
Into your topic.
Yes.
Maybe that's something that everybody experiences would be my guess. Mm-hmm. But I went full deep. I was like reading about an anthropological study about community. I'm like, okay, stop. You've gone too far.
Incredible. The research, which maybe it's a book. Maybe, right?
Maybe. Yeah. Don't ask me after TED.
Sure. No, that's fine. Tell us a little bit more about the process. What has your process been in coming up with your talk? You mentioned like you've recorded yourself and you're like, what am I saying? Or done that research. Tell us a little bit more about your process or kind of the ebbs and flows of the last year.
Yeah. I started with what I'll call a brain dump. Mm-hmm. I just went in and just typed up all of these thoughts and phrases that like have come to me over the years and things that have mattered to me and meant something to me. And then I said, okay, what lens do I want to look at that through? Mm-hmm. You know, what is the unique lens that I have, I think, is the amount of grief and loss that I've experienced in my life. And so I'm looking at this topic through a lens of grief and loss. Okay. So how do I shift that? And then make it make sense. So how do you go from A to B, right? And then I find out there's a lot of letters between there. So it turns out I'm going from A to Z. And I think that's been the hardest part is to sort of organize all of these thoughts because I had probably 15 pages of just thoughts. Mm-hmm. And so I had to start in highlighting those and then building around each of those to try to create a narrative that makes sense and that fits under 10 minutes.
Yeah, we only give you guys 8 to 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Which is also very cool because it can be, it's that nugget that continues the conversations, right? It continues the connections. It continues the engagement in it, and it allows the communities to come back together after the fact, right? And it allows for us to have 45 speakers over 2 days.
Absolutely. It's a conversation starter.
Yes. Right? And I love it.
Yeah.
Why, when we think about TEDx, you shared you've been there nearly every year. So thank you for your support. What do you hope that people take away this year that you've experienced, whether it's your first time, or your 10th time coming to TEDx Fargo? Like, what do you hope that people take away?
I hope that they're inspired. I hope that they're as inspired as much as I was every time I left. I mean, I don't know. Am I hype girl? I don't know. I just get like really excited when I go to a conference or go to an event like this. I'm just like, yeah, I'm going to change the world, you know? And like, I just hope other people feel that excitement too, right? And even pick one favorite. That's what I love asking people. What was your favorite speech of the whole thing? I love asking that question, you know? And then my follow-up would always be like, well, what can you do to further engage with either that speaker or that experience or that thought process, you know? So I hope other people get as excited and as inspired.
I feel like we need name badges just for like, for folks like you who are there that are just hype girls. Like you're the TEDx Fargo hype girl. Maybe that's next year's theme, TEDx Fargo hype girl.
Are you nervous? Come here.
It's fine.
I'll help you out. I got you.
I agree. I think those moments that folks can have that are the talk that is probably the talk that they didn't expect. Or the topic that they didn't expect.
Yeah.
We've had people last year, we had Dick Anderson sharing about rare earth minerals. And folks were like, I don't know what this, and then leaving, they're like, rare earth minerals, we must talk about this
more. We must Google this.
Right. We must learn more.
That would be me.
And so those are the moments, I agree, where folks have, they're like, ah, this talk, I didn't even know what that meant, and now I'm fully invested.
Right.
So
I think learning, right? That's the other thing, right? I hope other people have just this thirst for knowledge, right? To learn. I think people leaving with that is curiosity. Fantastic.
Amazing. Jen, thank you so much for being on the show. We're going to, after this, come back with Danny from the CVB to talk a little bit more why TEDx matters for the whole community. All right, everybody. Our final guest today helps tell the story of Fargo every single day. Whether someone is visiting for the first time or coming back for another event, the Fargo-Moorhead Convention and Visitors Bureau plays a huge role in showcasing everything our community has to offer. So we have Danny with us. Hey, Danny.
Hi, Liz. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my gosh. So excited to have you. So for listeners who maybe don't know much about Convention Visitors Bureau, tell us more. Tell us about you, your role, Convention Visitors Bureau, all of that.
Okay, sure. So I'm Danny Melquist. I'm the Director of Marketing. I get to tell the story of Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo to the world every single day. It's very fun. So we are kind of segmented in sports, meetings / conventions, and then leisure travel. So we talk to all those audiences. We try to get them to come, whether it's for any of those things, anything else going on in the community. And yeah, it's a great place to work and a great like community to talk about. So very thankful.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you for the work that you do to just continue to engage the world in what Fargo-Moorhead is. And it's, like you mentioned, it's become a destination for everything from sporting events, conferences, concerts. What do you see as what's kind of fueled that growth?
Yeah, so I've seen, I've worked here for 11 years, also lived here for 11 years. So I've seen a lot of change over that time. I think one of the really cool parts about the change is that really it's not even just the building, it's the way that our community has started to talk about the community itself. So when I was first here, we had a lot of naysayers. There's nothing to do here. Why would you ever visit here? We have a huge shift in that. Like, people are talking about our community in a great way, and we're able to tell that story differently. So
absolutely. I mean, I've convinced my parents to move here.
Heck
so
yeah.
Right? Like
that.
Everybody come to Fargo.
Yeah.
Come hang out. Because I agree. I think it is such an incredible community. I moved here in 2013, and in seeing that growth, right? Very similar timeline to you of the growth and the impact and how people talk about being from here.
Yep.
I've had said, all right, I'm going to be here for 2 to 3 years, and I have no intention of leaving,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, one of the things kind of shifting us a little bit into TEDx, but also still talking about the incredible things that we have here. The CVB has really embraced this idea as Fargo as the arts capital of the North. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit more about that and why we're thinking that's becoming part of our community story.
Yeah. So just in general, we have really embraced the arts and culture in this community. So whether that's more murals, whether that's the Plains Art Museum expanding, Fargo Moore Community Theater expanding, things like that. We are just such a unique community in that with the size of who is here, the arts are crazy. So we have staked our claim as the arts capital of the North. We love it.
Yeah, I'm here for it.
Yeah, that's awesome. We just want to tell that story to the world. We want to make sure people understand that this community has so much going on and it is super creative, not even just in like traditional arts, but also the way that we do business, the way that we work together, the way that we're creative in just everything we do.
Yeah, I love that. When we, and we'll talk about TEDx Fargo because we have two murals mm-hmm. that are happening next week.
So exciting.
To expand that out. Yeah. And so when I think about like the events even that we do on our team, it isn't just an event. It's about the experience that ties into it. Yep. And so it's, you've mentioned how we've started to shift how we talk about Fargo. We've started to shift how being the arts capital of the North isn't just the physical art, but it is that conversation and how we conduct business. And I love that, that thread and that tie through all of that. So I hinted at this a couple times, but we're adding two murals to the city next week, including one of them by, Robert Vargas, which I talked about a little bit earlier, but, internationally recognized muralist. He was just bopping around Japan and Italy and Paris and
amazing.
A whole bunch of other places. He's done them in LA. So he's going to do a mural here and he's going to do it as a representation of our Fargo community. And I'm so excited to see what it gets to be. But, why is public art such an important investment for our community?
Yeah, I think, public art's really important, not only for, arts, but just like accessibility of the arts as well. So I think it's a great, way to tell our story. Honestly, it's like organic, arts, like telling that story in a cool way. It gets people to share that they're here because they want to take those pictures of those arts pieces. And I think the Robert Vargas of it all, just being able to have someone who's excited to share their arts in this community is cool because it expands that knowledge as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. So he'll be doing his right off of Robert Street, which I think is kind of fun.
Right? Yeah.
And then we also have Josh Madsen, who was on Rocky's show a month or so ago. And his collage is up. It finished up. I think it was yesterday that it just finished going up. And so that's also on Robert's Alley, where he came and took photos of the community. And so it's so cool to see the pictures of our community on the wall, right? Folks have been stopping by, taking selfies, doing whatever. And so it's fun to see that addition to downtown too.
Yeah, really cool to just have the community be the art too. That's just really a cool way to look at it as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So TEDx Fargo, you all are a supporter of TEDx Fargo. Thank you for your support in that, both in just financial, but then also in the engagement and cheering us on. And so when you think about TEDx Fargo, what is it that you hope people walk away from?
Yeah, I love that TEDx has people thinking in new ways, just the creativity, inspiration. I hope people walk away just having a new way to think about what they're doing, you know, or do something new. Maybe it'll inspire you to open a new business in the community or connect with people in a different way. It's just a really cool event that's a good catalyst for all of that.
Oh, I love that. Danny, I appreciate you being here. And for all the work that you do to cheer on Fargo and share the news of who we are to the rest of the world. And I keep coming back to one thought, and and you just kind of mentioned this, of communities don't just become great because of buildings or events or organizations. It's because people choose to invest in each other.
Exactly.
We continue to invest in the downtown, in entrepreneurs building businesses, volunteers giving their time, artists creating murals or whatever that is, and organizations collaborating. And I love that relationship that we get to have. I think that that's a lot of what TEDx Fargo gets to be for the community. Next week, thousands of people are going to gather to hear ideas we're spreading, are going to have a tic-tac-toe competition.
Love it.
That's going to be great. And yeah. So some of those ideas might challenge us. Mm-hmm. Some of them are going to inspire us. Mm-hmm. Some might even change the direction of our lives. The number of conversations that we have with folks where they're like, TEDx Fargo was the pivotal moment for me to do X, Y, or Z.
So cool.
And that's an incredible thing. So mm-hmm. if you've never experienced TEDx Fargo, I invite you to join us. You can learn more, see the incredible lineup, purchase tickets, TEDxFargo.com. I want to give a thank you to my guests today, Sydney, Jen, and Danny. And of course, thank you to Rocky Schneider for trusting me with his microphone today. Thank you for spending your Friday with us. I'm Liz Campbell. Have a wonderful weekend, and I'll see y'all downtown.